Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and annoyance. Man, just like little things getting under my skin that I've got to repent from, that it's not about me. So Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." Why am I saying that scripture today of all days? Yeah, Martin Luther King dream. Today's MLK Day. Martin Luther King Jr., who was shot at 39 years of age. What that man began in the civil rights movement, shot at the age of 39. And just the day before that, on April 3rd, he was saying that he has seen the promised land, he beheld it, and he has seen the glory of the coming Lord. He was talking about what should be, not what is, but what should be. And the torch, the mantle was passed on to us because race reconciliation is continuing even into our day, especially in our day. What began then was not fully accomplished. The dream that he set out was not fully accomplished then. In fact, it goes all before MLK. It didn't begin with him. It wasn't his idea, this idea of equality and justice and unity is God's idea from the outset. It says in Acts 17 that from one man, he created all men. From one man, he created all men, and he determined the times and the places that they should live, that they would reach out and grasp a hold of God. That's Acts 17. So if you're a racist, or if you know one, you point them to Acts 17. It says that God created every single man from one man, and that the ones that that racist actually hates, that he is brothers with them. Over millenniums and generations, that we all were created by God from one man, Adam. And in Christ, there is redemption. God takes all that division and he brings redemption in the church. You see, racism is Satanism. It is demonic. It is of the devil to try to divide and break apart what God made. He made man and women and said, it is very good in creation. And then Satan comes in to divide. Satan is the destroyer, the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning. And so he is the one that sets to put men against men, that there would be division. It is not of God. There can be no racism in Christianity. It is an idea and a conception, a temptation and a sin from Satan. And there's no place for it in the church. That's Acts 17. And if someone says, well, slavery is endorsed in the Bible, surely you've read the Bible where it talks about slavery. Then you can say back to them, surely you've read in 1 Timothy 1:10 where it says that unholy, ungodly, unrighteous, lawless men, and it goes on to say who those are, ones who are sexually immoral, and one thing that it says right there is enslavers of men. This racism in our country that was began as unrighteous enslavers of men took people from their native land and put them into bondage and servitude, a thing which never should have been, and we're still reaping the repercussions from that horrible, heinous act. The Bible speaks against enslavers of men and calls it ungodly, unholy. And then one of the biggest rebukes in all of Scripture, it's in Galatians, and it is an unlikely pairing, but it's Paul, the Apostle Paul, the late apostle, rebuking one of the foremost apostles, Peter. And he says, when Peter came to Antioch, Paul, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. There were two different categories within the church then. There were the Gentiles, those who were not of the promised race of the Jewish heritage. And then there were the Jews. And it says, before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, like all other peoples, those who didn't have the law. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself, segregation in the church, from the Gentiles because, why? He was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel. Racism and segregation is not in line with the truth of the gospel. I said to Peter in front of them all, and he rebukes him clearly, you are a Jew, that you're acting like others and you're separating yourselves apart, and he says it shouldn't be. Rebukes him in the face of all. And so there within the church, Paul says that this racism can never be in the church. We are the very body of Christ. And so if any body or organization in the entire world would have a lens for, a heart for, the means for, the expression of race reconciliation, it is here within the church. And I don't mean Watermark, and I don't mean Regen. I mean the church, Big C Church, throughout the globe, that they would look upon what is happening in the body of Christ and would say, that, I want that, because how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity among one another. This is a place for all peoples. This is a place for reconciliation to each other and to God because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where everyone can be set free. And so everyone is welcome in these doors, even racists. And you too will know the healing of Jesus Christ. So welcome to Regeneration. This is a place where God breaks bonds. He breaks bonds. He breaks generational sin. He will set you free from the generational sin of racism that was fed to you as a youth or wherever you were brought up. He will set you free from whatever addiction it may be. He will set you free from self-righteousness. Jesus is a bondage breaker. It's his promise in Scripture, and it will happen here as we live according to his word in community with the Holy Spirit leading us. This is a place of peace. Welcome here on MLK Day, a place of unity. And brothers and sisters, we will dwell in unity. So welcome to Regeneration.